Katie. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, September 7th, 1903. Elder Katie, my dear brother, I am sorry that I could not see you. For some days I have been afflicted, and I hardly know how far I dare tax my strength by venturing to add to the perplexing burdens I am now carrying. My mind has been very severely taxed of late. I believe that the position that the board requested you to occupy, as the president of the board, counselor in the school, and educational field worker, is the position that you should fill. You looked at this matter in the correct light when you talked with me before leaving Healdsburg. But it would not be best for you and Brother Sharp to live together in the students' home. Afterward, while I was speaking in reference to Brother and Sister Sharp's coming into the students' home and occupying there the position that you formerly occupied, I inquired in regard to the capabilities of Brother Sharp and learned that it was thought by the brethren that he would be capable of filling this place and meeting the responsibilities devolving upon the head of a school. Then some remarks were made by those who were talking to me in regard to several matters connected with the past year's work. They said that you, Brother Katie, had overdrawn your account, and also that the conference had been paying the traveling expenses of the canvassers who were selling Christ's object lessons, which expenses were so great that almost as much was consumed as was produced. Statements were made, too, in regard to the use of funds raised to pay the debts of the school. In reply to these statements, I said that I did not know in regard to these particular things, but that I had received light on some points connected with the financial management of our schools. I did know that there should be no carelessness in the expenditure of means, but that everything connected with the finances of our schools should be perfectly straight. Some reflection was cast upon you, Brother Katie, by brethren interested in the Healdsburg school. As I understand the matter, I cannot see that they were justified in making such broad statements as were made. To the members of the board, I would say, I have no word of censure to speak against Brother Katie. Until these matters in question are closely and critically examined, let no reflection be suffered to rest upon him. Let him speak for himself. I have had matters presented to me in reference to the use of school funds at Healdsburg College prior to the time that Brother Katie took the position of president of this school. But the misuse of funds in former years, before his administration, should not be regarded as casting a reflection upon him. If the conference sanctioned those matters, and sanctioned paying from the tithe the expenses of those who were working in the interests of the Object Lessons campaign, Brother Katie should not be blamed for mismanagement in these matters, whether the college received little or much from the efforts put forth. I write this statement to be read to whomsoever it may concern. And I would say to my dear brethren, do not call any council meetings of condemnation until you know what you are about. I am sure that in all our management of institutional work, we need more of the Holy Spirit of God than we now have. I will try to write a few more lines soon.